412-200-5975. In case you missed it, last week's on-air segments featuring the Tuskegee Airmen exhibit at Hosanna House, the new Mo Willems exhibit, Opposites Abstract at Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, a teen roundtable on civil rights, high school debaters on the U.S. Constitution, and vocalist Isai Alico, a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa, accompanied by her grandfather, the legendary Don Alico Sr. on sax, and Craig Izzy Arlett on guitar, are all now available to listen back to at neighborhoodvoices.org. You can also hear the latest from our work at Propel Schools and Manchester Academic Charter School in after-school programs and school day programs, as well as thousands of other audio features from past broadcasts. Neighborhoodvoices.org is the place to go. A lot of birthdays. It's February 11th, 2022. Happy birthday to Sarah of Jeanette from Sister Kelsey, to Francie of Canonsburg from Mom and Dad and Ava. Chaplain Steve, happy birthday to you from wife Marie and us. John from daughter Annie. Quay of Cranberry from Dad John, Mom Carol, and Sister Ray. Catherine of O'Hara, Tom of Glassport from Karen, Tanya, and Jackie, Garrett of McMurray from Mark, Gretchen, and Brendan, Emily from Mom, Dad, and Gussie, Mammy of Georgia from your family. Tomorrow, the 12th, we have Stephen proudly sharing the day with Abe Lincoln. Martha and David wish you a happy birthday, Stephen. Also, Joe of Bethel Park from your husband, Fred. Cooper from Mom Kelsey, Dad, and Mason. Our pal, Fat Mandy. Happy birthday, Mandy. Celebrating on February 12th. Happy birthday. Mia of Monroeville from daughter Ellie. Happy birthday, Mia. And Jessica of Upper St. Clair from Tim and sons Hunter and Tanner. On February 13th, Derek of Mars. From your family. On the 14th, we have Adrienne of Scott Township from Mom and Dad, Julia of Shady Side from Mom, Dad, and Kayla, Anna of Bridgeville from your family, twins Adam and Warren of Pittsburgh from your family, and Jane of Squirrel Hill. Happy birthday to you from all of us here at SLB. Happy birthday as well to Max of Souderton. On the 15th, Brock of Canfield, Ohio, from Ricky and me and your whole family. Happy birthday to Kenneth, celebrating on February 15th. Norma from Lena, also on the 15th. Gracie from Mom, Dad, Graham, and Sam on the 15th. Looking ahead, Michael of Bradford Woods, happy birthday to you. Also on the 16th, Isaac of Katanning from Chloe, Abby, Trenton family. Julianne of Black Ridge from Mom and Dad. Jim of Greensburg from wife Peggy and daughter Emma. John from Robert and Rita. And Chloe on the 16th. Finally, on the 17th, we have Linda of Monroeville from Leonard. Abigail of Brentwood from Mom and Dad. David from Kathy and kids. Billy, Lily of Latrobe, Billy and Lily. Lily is from Christy and Dan. Sarah of Manesson from Steve, Chelsea, and Melissa. And Josh. And that's it. Happy birthday if you're celebrating one we weren't aware of. I hope you sang along with us. And if you would like to celebrate actively with us, it is easy.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card now in full color, hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Are they now in full color, Ricky, or is that coming soon? Soon, Ricky says. The vibrant colors will amaze and bedazzle. Broadcasting live, is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Ty Chorosky. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
She flags my train, I'm gonna let her ride. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff.
I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, boy. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a wild papa from Polecat Hollow. I don't want to get rough. I had a little girl, she was leaning low. I used to go to see her, but I don't no more. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas Bay. You ought to see me do my stuff. Thank you.
break it. You can hang it on a wall, throw it out the window.
Oh,
I can't
do my balls.
I'm a ding dong daddy.
Robert Earl Keane.
Do my stuff.
Along with Ray Benson, backed by Asleep at the Wheel, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, opening up this hour. And we're going to play Guess Who in this hour as well. And we are going to do so in just a few moments.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The SLB Youth Media Center is excited to announce our new social justice documentary internship for teens in grades 9 through 12. Please spread the word. This 7-week program will run Thursdays, February 23rd through April 6th, 4 to 6 p.m., and provides teens with an opportunity to create 4-minute broadcast quality audio documentaries related to social justice. Interns will gain hands-on experience in story development, interview skills, audio editing, and more, all guided by knowledgeable SLB staff and guest artists. Teens also will receive a $350 stipend upon completion of the program, and work will be featured on the Saturday Light Brigade, as well as national digital platforms, consistent weekly attendance, and a total of 10 to 20 hours of independent work is required for this program. slbradio.org/apply is where you can find additional details, or you can write to Deanna at slbradio.org. Our feature from our Herbs in Action series, which this week is on goldenrod, will air at 9:30. We'll have that coming up shortly. If you were tuning in for it, I want to be sure you know that it's on its way. Right now, we are going to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you will have heard before. Are you ready for this week's initials? They are W, M, W, M. That's W as in Waynesburg, and M as in Monroeville. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and I'll do my best to announce the guesses that come in that are not the person that we have in mind. And the way to guess is to text us, email us, phone us, 412-200-5975, 1-888-752-7234. You can use instant inputs by going to slbradio.org/radio. W-M, as in Waynesburg, Monroeville. Those are today's Guess Who initials. Let's hear from you as we play Guess Who. I want to be sure in our last hour that I acknowledged some other guesses that came in. Let me just check. Every now and then our text messages get backed up and then they come in as one big string of messages. Well, let me just double check here. Tommy in Richmond knew the answer to our upfront puzzle, as did Tyne Valencia, John and Carrick. I think I did get all of these. Aline and Sacco and Kathy in Youngstown. I did, now that I look. So now we'll get back in the game we're playing right now. Boy, are there a lot of guesses coming in. Russ has tons, and I'll come back to his guesses in a moment. Mike and Mars guesses the actor William H. Macy. Anne out east has William Mason. Isn't that the business supply guy, I think? And Walter Matthau. Caden says it could be Willems, comma, Moe. It could be, Caden. It's not Moe Williams or Williams, comma, Moe. Linda, nice to hear from you. Good morning. She guessed Walter Matthau. And Linda also came up with the correct answer. Good job. Nick in New York City has a guess of William H. Macy. And Walter Matthau. Oh, I'm sorry. William H. Macy is guessed by Susan, I think. And Walter Matthau. And the correct answer. Well done. Hello to James in Freiburg. So good to have you along with us. And what a great guess of Wynton Marsalis. It's not him, but a good guess. Also, Wendy Malik and Wahoo McDaniel. Now, that one I've got to look up. Wahoo McDaniel, football player. Wow, I never, he also was a professional wrestler. And Choctaw Chickasaw. Nation member born in Bernice, Louisiana in 1938. Wow, he's a big guy. Edward Hugh McDaniel, known by the nickname Wahoo McDaniel, and better known for wrestling. Very interesting. Thank you. That's a great guess. Kathy in Tynesta has the correct answer and also guessed William McKinley, Walter Mondale, and Wynton Marsalis. Mike in Mars also has Walter Mondale. Matt, you got the correct answer by way of Annie. Here's some of the guesses that Russ had. Russ, your very first guess is correct. And then he added Willie McCovey, Wilmer Mizell, Warren Moon, Walter Matthau, Wendy Malik, Wolfgang Mozart. And then there's William H. Macy, and also William Macy, or Bill Macy, William McKinley, William Marr, William Morris, Walter Mondale, Wynton Marsalis, and Wink Martindale. That may be the best. Let's see some others that are coming in that we haven't mentioned yet. W.B. Mason from Matt, Walter Matthau and William McKinley from Jim in Crafton Heights. Bill says Winnie Mandela. Great guess, but it's not Winnie Mandela. Yvonne says that, oh, I see. She has the correct answer, actually, and also has William McKinley. Patrick has Walter Mondale. Patrick is in South Park. Bruce and Ingram has Walter Matthau and the correct answer. Yvonne has Wink Martindale. Nick in West Mifflin, good morning. Nick has the correct answer. And here's a great one to add. Walter Mitty. Not Walter Mitty. Winston Marshall, that by way of Annie from Matt. Kathy and Ty Nesta adds Wink Martindale. And Caden is doing a great thing. Caden, I love it when you do this. He's coming up with people that fit Guess Who that should be people, but to our knowledge aren't. And his guess is Washington Mumford. Washington Mumford is in all the history books. He's known as the man invented by Caden. It's not Washington Mumford. John and Carrick has Walter Mitty. Nick in West Mifflin adds jazz great Wes Montgomery. Not him. Willie McCovey, guest by Jim in Crafton Heights. Wolfgang Mozart from Jeff in Pleasant Gap. And from Aline in Saco, Maine. Annie, are you and Caden playing the same game here, making up names? This is one I don't know. Huh. Wanda Maxinoff, part of the Marvel Comics Empire. What a great name. Wanda Maximoff, but it's not Wanda. Jim in Pleasant Gap has Wink Martindale. John in Economy has William McKinley, Walter Matthau, Wink Martindale. I've now said Wink Martindale more times in 15 minutes than I have in my whole life. Also, the correct answer, Wolfgang Mozart. Also, well done, John, a charge to you. And Mike and Mars has the correct answer, and Wes Montgomery. Harry, listening in the city of Pittsburgh, has the correct answer. Well done, Harry. And let's keep going because lots of guesses are coming in. Beth and Emlinton just got it correct. Susan, sometimes known as the other Susan, just got it. Well done, Susan. And Jeff in Pleasant Gap with Walter Mitty. And Pappy Dog, how nice to hear from you. Pappy Dog is in New Concord, listening to 90.7 WMCO, The Orbit. And Pappy Dog got the right answer. Ah, Mike and Mars just guessed. I thought it was Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years. He has Winnie McKinney from The Wonder Years. Is she the actor that played Winnie Cooper, maybe? I'm looking. Winnie Cooper was definitely the love of Kevin Arnold's wife. I'm looking, Well, in any event, that's not who we're looking for today. Aline has the correct answer. I think we're up to speed. Oh, Winnie McKinney is from Happy Days. Gosh, I don't remember that character. I do remember Winnie Cooper and her little theme song that would always come on anytime Kevin Arnold was with her. And Patrick from South Park just got the correct answer. Oh, good guess, Jeff in Pleasant Gap. Just guessed Walter Murphy, the artist that had a few hits based on sort of synth pop versions of classical music, like Beethoven's Fifth, I think. Like a disco danceable version of Beethoven's Fifth. Are you ready to know the correct answer? Picked somewhat with purpose for today. The person that we're looking for on today's date in history became the highest paid baseball player at this time ever. In either the National League or the American League. Nobody earned more money. And he signed that contract on today's date, way back in 1966. His name, Willie Mays. Willie Mays. February 11th, 1966, entering his 15th season as center fielder for the San Francisco Giants. He signed a 2-year contract . Are you wondering? It would earn him roughly $130,000 a year, an astonishing salary for that time. Well, he said, I'm 34 now, and I like the idea that it's a 2-year contract and that I won't have money worries over the next 2 seasons. A contract signed today in 1966. Baseball great Willie Mays. I loved watching Willie Mays as a kid. Congratulations to you if you came up with Willie Mays. And I hopefully have all the correct answers here. They include Patrick in South Park, Aline in Maine, Pappy Dog in New Concord, Susan, Beth in Emlinton, Harry in the city of Pittsburgh, Mike in Mars, John in Economy Borough, Nick in West Mifflin, Bruce in Ingram, Yvonne in Ohio, Matt in Eastern Pennsylvania, Kathy in Tionesta, Nick in New York City, Linda, and Russ, what do you all have in common? You all came up with Willie Mays. Today's Guess Who Answer. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, and to you if you came up with the correct answer.
I got a gal named Willie Mae, and she lives in the Lolo land. I got a gal named Willie Mae, and she lives in the Lolo land. Ah, the way I got that woman, all the clouds stole her from a man. All my life, baby, you know I've had to roam. All my life, baby, you know I've had to roam. Lord, just on the counter, be breaking up one poor man. Willie Mae. Willie Mae. Willie Mae. Don't you hear me calling you? Lord, if I don't get my Willie Mae, there's no other. I get the thing about Willie Mae, cold chill creeps up and down my spine. When I get the thing about Willie Mae, cold chills creeps up and down my spine. Lord, sometimes I wished I was dead. Willie Mae, you know I'm afraid to die. I'm gonna leave him. Baby, now I'm going on down the line. I'm gonna leave him. Willie Mae, now I'm going on down the line. You know I don't do nothing here. Willie Mae, but grieve and cry. No, I don't do nothing here. Willie Mae, but grieve and cry.
Hello to Mike Melnick, who was playing along online. He guessed Walt Maddox, who's a name that was not otherwise guessed. And also Kel Waddle. Wendy Moniz, William Mapother, and William Martin. Those are guesses we did not have. Willie Mae was the correct answer. Big Bill Brunsey, by the way, doing the unrelated Willie Mae blues prior to that. And I'll post an article that was published about Willie Mae and that 1966 contract that was a record for baseball at the time. And also a special charge to Kathy up in Tionesta, who noted that Willie Mae was Barry Bonds' godfather. That's not something I knew and is good to learn. Thank you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
When you fall in love, a girl with a pin to burst your bubble, that's what you get for all your trouble. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a girl? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, she'll never phone you. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. And don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you.
That is Colin Hay, along with Allison Brown, another Burt Bacharach tune, in honor of his memory, Burt Bacharach passing away. On Thursday, February 8th, at the age of 94,
reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
Hi, my name is Haley Lewis. I'm a PhD candidate at Northwestern University. I'm studying environmental engineering, and I specifically am looking at the ecological benefits associated with green infrastructure, in particular rain gardens. And the herb that I would like to talk about today is goldenrod. You can see them in gardens, you can see them on the side of the road too. Oftentimes they grow pretty tall with leaves that go into the four corners of the stem. I think the distinction comes a little bit later in the season around the fall, where it gets its name goldenrod because it flowers with these like golden flowers at the top, and that's kind of what makes them distinct. They're what we're calling resilient natives, but I think what the maybe botany community specifically calls them are invasive natives. So they are native to the specific areas in which they are present, but they do act as invasive species in that once you have a goldenrod kind of in your rain garden, in the context of my research, they tend to overtake the area if you don't kind of control or manage them. We're kind of looking at whether or not that affects like their habitat quality, whether pollinators tend to go around them more so than other higher quality natives or like a pale purple coneflower, for example. So I'm originally from Florida, and so I don't think I've become aware of goldenrods or plants in general until I started studying them in my PhD program, which is in Chicago. The first time I think I recognized a goldenrod was when I started my research in 2020. I was having trouble distinguishing between goldenrod and other kind of taller vegetation like horseweed, for example, because I do think that they look similar.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Well, now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We have a Valentine's Day related game that we're going to play between now and the top of the hour, and I hope you'll play along with us. I've tried to answer all of the emails and texts that have come in over the past half hour or so. I think I'm caught up. If for some reason Ricky nor I have responded to something you sent, it just slipped through the cracks. Our apologies. It's been a very busy morning today. We're glad you're able to be with us. Quick note, if you could not be with us last week, our on-air segments, including the Tuskegee Airmen exhibit at Hosanna House being discussed, as well as features on the new Mo Willems exhibit at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, a teen roundtable on civil rights, high school debaters talking about the U.S. Constitution, and vocalist Isai Alico, a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa, accompanied by her grandfather Don Alico Sr. on saxophone and Craig Izzy Arlett on guitar, are all available at neighborhoodvoices.org. You'll find lots to listen to there.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free, community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The February issue is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Well, we're going to have some fun with expressions. And because Valentine's Day is coming up, we thought we would look for expressions that contain the word heart. And there are quite a few expressions that contain the word heart. There's a very common one that is used if you want to indicate that what you are saying is true. There's also an expression that is kind of a corollary to familiarity breeds contempt. It's kind of the other side of that. If you know the word I'm looking for, it's completely clear. And there actually are quite a few, and we'd like you to come up with the ones I just described. Oh, there's one. If you have happened to be acting years beneath your age, they say you are this. If you're acting years beneath your age. 412-200-5975. You can solve those, or you can give me a few clues, or just give me the expressions you're looking for. Let's have some fun together. 412-200-5975.
I love that melody. Heart of my heart brings back a memory. When we were kids on the corner of the street, we were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart meant friends were dearer then. Too bad we had to part. I know a tear would glisten if once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of my heart.
Southern Jazz, the name of the group, and Heart of My Heart, the name of the song. Jeff in Pleasant Gap listed some expressions, the heart of the matter, and what I was looking for before, if I described this as acting as if your age was younger than it actually is young at heart. And he also added the Heart of Rock and Roll, the song. There are a lot of songs. Rich in Edinburgh, in fact, added the song Peg of My Heart. Cappy and Ty Nesta knew that the words you say to verify that what you're about to say is completely true cross my heart. And also noted from the bottom of my heart and sweetheart. There's still one I'm looking for. Basically, I think it's similar to familiarity breeds contempt. It has to do with how your feelings might change based on distance or presence. Bill in Homer City has the Elvis Presley song, Heartbreak Hotel. Oh, and Heartaches by the Number, another song. Oh, and an expression. I'm going to give this one as a clue. This is one where everybody can tell the way you're feeling because of this. Everybody can tell the way you are feeling because of this. That's a great one, Bill. Let's see, Chaplain Steve, whose birthday is coming up, adds from Damn Yankees. In fact, I'll just give that as a clue. This is a song from the musical Damn Yankees. Do you know what that is? Kathy and Ty Nesta has Heart of Gold. Oh, and may I give this one as a clue? These are great. These some of the ones you're coming up with are ones that I don't think I would have thought of. This is when you have a serious and important discussion. A serious and important discussion. Do you know what that might be? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Caliente. Chaplain Steve knows that the one Bill came up with when everybody knows how you're feeling, that's wearing your heart on your sleeve. Wearing your heart on your sleeve. And the one that I mentioned about feelings being related to distance, Alan at Squirrel Hill got it. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Especially if you wear your heart on your sleeve, Alan says. So he came up with both. Kathy and Ty Nesta also knew wear your heart on your sleeve. So we're still looking for a well-known song that appeared in the musical Damn Yankees. We're looking for an expression that has to do with a serious discussion. Or an important discussion. And here's another one from Kathy. It's an indication that you are satisfied. An indication that you are satisfied. 412-200-5975. I'm going to try to sneak in another song in honor of Burt Bacharach. I think I've got this one. Ricky heard me listening to this last night. She knew it immediately.
Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, don't ever go. Don't ever go. I love you so.
The Look of Love featuring Dina Taylor, Rick McRae, John Steinman also, and Fito Kahn on that particular recording. Indiana, Pennsylvania is where we're about to go to, and Sarah is there. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, it's nice to hear from you. How are things up your way today?
Oh, it's a beautiful day today. Lots of sun, just gorgeous.
That day, was it Thursday that got so warm, I think? It was just amazing. Just a nice sort of foreshadowing of spring, hopefully coming up. You had some heart things. I think you knew the one, the serious discussion.
Yeah, heart to heart. I can't believe nobody knew that. Seems to be the obvious one.
Yes, well, it's fine. They're obvious when you know them. A few people came up with it afterwards, but that heart-to-heart conversation. There's one, if you're, very giving or very, very generous, they say you're this. Sometimes this gets used in a political way, too, but it really means, gosh, I don't know if I can give a better clue for this. If you're always looking to serve the underdog, they say you've got one of these. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
We'll see if anybody else knows. That one, I'm looking. I want to give you another one here that I think you might like. Oh, this is if you end up having a loved one betray you, they say this has happened. Somebody has done this. If a loved one
stabbed you in the heart,
or breaks your heart, one of those two. But it breaks your heart. Any plans at all for you today?
I'm just gonna go out there and get some exercise.
Well, I hope it's a good one. I'm so glad you started your day with us too. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Take care, Sarah. And do you know the one we were looking for? That one's a tough clue. This would be if you are very giving, very supportive of others, they sometimes say you are this. Michael had absence makes the heart grow fonder. Alan also had, we need to have a heart-to-heart conversation. Mike is on his way to work. Have a great day, Mike. Oh, this is when getting to the heart of the matter. Chaplain Steve had a heart-to-heart chat. Jim adds the song, Total Eclipse of the Hearts. And the Harmonic Cat's doing Pego My Heart on the Hollywood Palace Variety Show. Is something that he remembers. And I think that gets us, it doesn't get us up to date. Jeff has kind-hearted. Alan has the term I was looking for, bleeding heart. Bleeding heart. Oh, Mike and Mars says when you have something memorized, that's when you know it. By heart, Kathy adds your cold, cold heart. Mike mentions, again, you got to have heart. And Ricky just got off the phone with a Bill in Homer City who knew bleeding heart. There are a lot of these. I think I gave answers to all of the ones that I gave you clues for. There's one, basically they say that this is, if you lack bravery, it's not for you if you lack bravery.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
And in case we
you gotta have hope,
didn't answer the damn Yankees song well enough, it's this song, simply called Heart.
When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
Chaplain Steve adds chicken heart, and Mick at the same time adds chicken hearted.
A great slugger we haven't got. A great pitcher we haven't got. A great ball club we haven't got.
What do we got?
We've got heart.
And Russ also knows damn Yankees, and you gotta have heart.
When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Oh, he's got a big heart, or open heart, says Chaplain Steve. Faint of heart is exactly what we were looking for, Don and Bethel Park. Alan says a famous spaceship. Not one that's coming to my mind.
That old horse before the cart.
So what the heck's the use of crying?
Why should we case?
We gotta get better, cause we can't get worse.
And to add to it,
we've got heart.
We've got heart.
The Heart of Gold in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. That's what Alan was looking for. And Kathy just added, to get your heart ripped out when somebody betrays you. Thanks for playing along. That was a lot of fun today. We appreciate it. Stick around. More to come in our next hour. We have youth poets that you'll be getting a chance to meet, and we'll have some more music and fun as well. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great network of radio stations, which include WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including our own slbradio.org/radio. I know all the words. I was stretching them out because I wanted to find this song.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know, looking for a home in the heart of the country. Heart of the country where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow. I want a horse, I want a sheep, I want to give me a good night's sleep, living in a home in the heart of the country. Heart of the country where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow.
John Pizzarelli with Heart of the Country here at the Saturday Life Brigade.